Welcome to episode 553 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Anna and Sandy. Epic Universe is Universal Orlando Resort's newest theme park. And if you haven't seen the commercials, you know, they're out there, which opened just last month. This immersive park features multiple uniquely themed lands, including Super Nintendo World, woo-hoo, How to Train Your Dragon, the Isle of Berk, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, the Ministry of Magic. I'm excited about that one. And more. With groundbreaking attractions, next-level entertainment, and all-new Universal Helios Grand Hotel at the entrance, Epic Universe is redefining theme park experiences for guests of all ages. Sandy was able to preview the park before it opened, and they are eager to tell us all about it. So, let's get started!
Yes, let's do! I'm so excited! Sandy, yeah. Tell us about it!
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Elizabeth and Brooke got to do this like a week before I did. And Brooke flew from Germany to preview the park when they told her.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. So it was really good. She took a lot of really good pictures and stuff. But So then they opened it up to other travel agents. Basically, we got a ticket. I know Elizabeth and Brooke had to do like some training classroom time too. But we got a free ticket to go down and look, you know, check it out. And Stacy, another agent with us, was going the same day as me, which turned out awesome because we, you know, decided to share a hotel room. And we also decided that since, they started like selling the one day tickets for the preview when we were supposed to go. And we decided that since we had a free ticket, we would go ahead and pay for a ticket too. So we got 2 days, and that actually took a lot of pressure off because this one is, it's different than the other parks. The other parks at Universal, if you're staying in one of their premier resorts, you get that unlimited express pass, and that is not a thing at Epic. So you can buy an express pass for like a one-time express thing, and you know, there's going to be different options with that. It's already changing from what it was.
It changes every day.
Yeah, exactly. So there'll be like different things you can do to decide how you want to do your trip. But I think an express pass would be a really good option.
Oh, I got mine because I'm going in September.
Yeah.
Yes. I did have a pass to go in May, but it just didn't. My schedule, it just didn't jive. But one thing I do want to mention is people that don't know, it's away from the other parks.
Yes.
Like it is south of the other parks. So like
it's across the interstate. It's right.
Yeah. Which if you're staying at any of the on-site properties, it's going to include your transportation from that property to the park. But just so people know that have been to Universal, that know, you know, the close proximity of you can walk, literally you can see the entrance from one park to the other, you know, from across the way. It's not there.
Yes.
It's a little bit further away, but if you're staying on-site, transportation is provided.
It's not far as the crow flies, but it's a 20 to 30 minute bus ride with traffic. Right. So yes, add that in because you're going to have to figure that in. And so one of the things, if you're staying on property, you do get in that extra hour early. Mm-hmm. So that is nice. So basically when I was there, they only had two things open. It was Super Nintendo World. And I feel like they were doing, I can't remember what the other world was. So the first day we got there, we flew in that morning. So we like went straight to hotel. We were staying at Cabana Bay. Luckily, they had our room ready, which was really nice. So we checked, you know, like dropped our stuff off and we got on the bus and we got there right before it opened to the public. So we were about 10 or 15 minutes ahead of the general public, which was nice because we got to bypass the like kind of holding area where they have people waiting. Mm-hmm. And we went straight to Super Nintendo World and checked it out. But that first day, the Donkey Kong minecart roller coaster was not working. So we didn't even walk over to that section. I kind of wish we had, because I think it would have been not very crowded back right. there. It's kind of tucked away. But I didn't know any better. So so our first ride was the Yoshi ride.
Ooh.
It's kind of like Small World. Yeah, I mean, it's cute. I will also say that Super Nintendo World is totally lost on me. I am not a video game person. And I knew that my kids were going to be all about this, but it was just not, I don't know. I mean, it's very cool, very immersive. I didn't know what was going on in any of the stuff. So, you know, so that was cool. But then we went there for like a second and just kind of, we rode that one ride and we looked around, and then we moved on to Dark Universe, which is the next land over. And that one is really cool. It's like themed, on like classic monsters, like Frankenstein. And
that looks really neat.
It's
because I saw some of the behind the scenes. It's all animatronic figures.
Oh, they're amazing.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, so we actually, I think we went straight to eat, actually, because we kind of knew we were going to be beating the crowd a little bit if we went ahead and ate. So we went to the Burning Blade, which is over in the back of that park, and it's a really cool kind of tavern. One thing I will say, it's small. It's not really set up for people to go have their lunch there. It's more of like a, you know, come experience it, maybe get a drink. They did have food, but you had to know that you needed to order online, like through the app, and then go get your food. There were not a lot of tables in there. We ate standing up. I mean, there were like places to stand and put your food on a table, but not a lot of places to sit down. And it got really crowded after we were leaving. So that one, I would say, hit it early or hit it later. It's not, the food was pretty good. The food was good, but the purple hamburger bun gave me a little surprise later. I'll just say that. So anyway,
it purple did both ways, no, didn't it?
It was green. It was weird. But anyway, Anna's making such a face. But okay, so then we went on the Frankenstein ride, which was very similar. Like the mechanics of that ride are very similar to the Hogwarts ride, the Forbidden Journey. Mm. Yeah. So it was like, it was really cool. And then we went and did the roller coaster there, which is the werewolf one. And that was a really cool, unique coaster. The coasters I got to ride in this park were all very unique, very cool. I think we're actually going to probably do some podcasts later, like more in depth of the different lands. So I won't like take a lot of time with them.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll go in a lot more depth because I know that Elizabeth and Brooke can talk a lot more about like Super Nintendo World and even Isle of Burke, the How to Train Your Dragon part.
I'm like, excited.
Yeah, so my kids were like, you should at least watch the movie before we go. And so I watched the first
one. Have you not seen the movies?
I saw it like, I don't know, when it came out. How many years ago was that? It was a while ago.
We've seen all the movies. We know them all. Like, yeah, no.
Well, that land was amazing. It was so cute. I mean, so cute. And the show there is really good. We did get to ride the coaster the next day. The it's like you're flying on a dragon. It was such a cool coaster. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, me and Stacy were just laughing the whole time. It was so much fun. It was like, and they have a big mead hall, and then you can sit there and have drinks. And yeah.
So there was really plenty of room there.
Yes. That was very big. Lots of places to sit down. So basically the way you do your stuff in there is you go find your seat and then you can order from the app. And then they bring it out to you. So,
oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it was like that pretty much everywhere, actually. But the Burning Blade, we ordered from the app, and then we went and picked it up at the window. But everything else, there's like a number on the table, and you go and you find a place to sit. And I do think that the places that were set up to be like the lunch places had a lot of seating and a lot of like places to go like that. And it was nice because I think like typically in a theme park, you show up and you feel like you have to find a seat and then someone else is going to stand in line for the food. And then you have all these people sitting at tables and they don't have their food yet. And then you have people with their food looking for tables, you know? So it's like this chaos. So I think that this eliminates that chaos and it was really nice. Yeah. So that was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really liked the Meat Hall, and we also ate at the Toadstool Cafe in Nintendo World. And that was really cute too. Yeah. I mean, like, the theming of everything was just over the top. It was really cool. Super cool.
Yeah. Nice. So there's 5 worlds. Celestial Park, which I saw is like it's kind of like the hub.
Right.
Like you access all of the other parks through Celestial Park. Like it's kind of like the central location, I guess.
Yeah. And there's only really 2 attractions there. They have the carousel, which is very cool, actually. I mean, it's like really cute, very cute themed. Yeah. I kind of wish we had done it at night, you know, cause it looked like it would have been really neat to see at night.
Yeah.
And then there's the dueling coaster that was down both days.
It was down.
I was there.
Okay.
So I didn't get to do that one, which, I mean, if I'm really being truthful, I probably was a little bit relieved, but then I was like, man, I can't believe I can't do this roller coaster, you know?
Yeah.
But, it's supposed to be really cool.
Yeah.
Also have, like, in that area, there's a lot of streetmosphere kind of going on. There's a lot of like live music, people. There was like one, like a stage with a band, and then there was like another area where someone has like the violin, but it's like they're playing contemporary rock music with the violin, and there was like a, you know, a nice big bar in that area. There's like a splash pad area for kids, which was not on when we were there, but would be really nice when it gets really hot. So
that's
kind of it was a very kind of quiet, subdued area while we were there, but I can see how they're trying to like make it where people will come and just wander by and chill. So
tell me about Dark Universe. I'm intrigued with Dark Universe. That looks really cool.
That's the one with the burning blade. Yeah, it's so cool. That was, you know, another thing too, talking about like them having like the street actors. When we were leaving, there was a guy who was like kind of a bard. You know, he was playing a violin and telling a story, and he had a crowd around him. And, you know, there's like just little kind of surprise and delight type things there.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But the queue for the Frankenstein ride was really neat. It was good. That was a really good ride. It was funny because I know Elizabeth and Brooke had talked about how it might be scary for small children.
Yeah.
And the line was terrifying in some places for small children. So if you see those warnings, you might want to heed them if you have little, but I don't know what the height is for that ride too, because it's kind of a bigger ride, but there was a girl in front of us with her mom in line, and I don't know why the mom didn't ride, but I mean, this girl was like 16, 18. I mean, she wasn't a little kid, and she was really nervous about doing it, but it was funny. I was like, nah, it's gonna be great. You know, I mean, it's not crazy, but it's kind of that whole haunted house. You know, as you're walking through, things are happening.
Kinda scary.
So it was scary.
A little dark. It is a little darker. I heard I'm really excited about the Ministry of Magic.
That was okay. So this has already changed. This is something that's already changed. When we were there, they were doing the virtual queue, and for 2 days, we couldn't get into the virtual queue. We couldn't get into it anytime. So we didn't get to experience the ride. And it was still in test mode, you know, so things were not always going on when we were there. Right. And we knew that going in. We knew that that was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So now it's, you can go stand in queue for it and experience it. But one thing you can do is you can go through the Metro Flu area where you go through where it's like the green smoke, and then you end up in the ministry. So you go from the streets of Paris into the ministry, and you kind of go through time as well. But it was cool. I mean, it was really cool. And then if you're going to ride the ride, there's another queue that you go get into. And if you're not going to ride the ride, you can just check out that area and then you can leave. You know, you go back through and you come back to Paris.
That's okay. Good that they let you kind of experience the queue. Yeah. You don't have to ride the ride.
Well, and I'll say in Universal, the ride that's inside the castle. Oh my gosh, I'm spaced. I'm totally
Forbidden Journey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't do that ride, but I wanted to do the walkthrough and I wanted to see inside the castle. I wanted to see the queue. But they did allow me to walk through and I could see all the things, but then I could just.
Same thing with Hagrid's as well.
Yep. That's another.
But I do Hagrid's because Hagrid's.
That one's cool.
Hagrid's is awesome. So I do think, okay, so we discussed this, prior to recording and, you know, we don't want to like discourage anyone, but this might be a good time to mention that sometimes it's not always the best idea to go.
Right.
In the very right when it opens, because they are, you know, they're working out little tweaks and bugs and, you know, you know, rides are down and then they're up and then they're down and they're up and they're down. So sometimes it is best to kind of give it a second, give it like five minutes.
Well, and this park has a lot of outdoor rides. And so, you know, Florida has weather every day, you know, there's like a thunderstorm that's coming.
Are you
through
serious?
At 3:00 every day. I mean, that's been my experience. So. You know,
I'm traveling to Florida with my family this month, and I've already warned everyone.
Yeah,
it's going to rain every day.
Yeah,
every afternoon day. We're going to have a storm. We're going to have some rain. We're going to take a moment to chill indoors somewhere, and then we're going to get. So
So they a lot of the big stuff shuts down when it rains.
It does.
There's only a couple of indoor things.
Be prepared and be aware that things are going to shut down. You need to be patient. Yeah. Pack your patience.
It's not easy to do it all in one day. You know, like I said, we took 2 days, and I was glad that we did. But you know, like they weren't doing. Now you see the videos of like them flying the dragons over Orlando, and I didn't get to see that. So I don't want to go back for this. But I'll go back again.
We'll be back in September.
I know.
Conference time. So we'll get to report back. And
who knows what the rules will be then.
It changes every day.
So we did go and check out the Helios Grand Hotel. We checked out the rooftop bar of the hotel.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I had to go up there and check it out. I mean, it was really good. It was. We made a reservation for like 4:00, which is right when they opened.
Do you have to make a reservation?
You can make a reservation on OpenTable. I mean, when we got there was a line and everybody seemed to get sat, you know, but it was early. It was 4:00.
Okay. So I guess my question is, I guess you don't have to make a reservation, but it might be recommended to make
one. I would
one.
Do it if you want to go there at a certain time just to make sure, because it could get really busy.
Yeah.
They don't have like a really robust menu. The menu is more like small tasting portions and some fancy
kinda like
drinks.
Small plates and then
But
the it's mainly drinks.
Well, I mean, the food was really good. I had octopus.
Was it good?
And
you had what?
Octopus. It's like really yummy. Don't make a face.
I
like octopus.
The viewers, the listeners can't see my face, but I'm making a face because that sounds.
She's making a face again. Yeah.
If it's done correctly, it's awesome.
It can be
very chewy if it's not cooked correctly.
They did it correctly. I forget what Stacy had, but it was. I mean, the plates were really good, and it was a good. Like 4:00 was a great time for us to take our break. It was. You know, it was great. And then when we went back into the park, they have a special entrance in that hotel into the park, which is the big perk of staying there. Mm-hmm. It's like you get to use that entrance, but they don't give you a express pass or anything for staying there. So that's a little bit different than what you get at the other parks.
It's not, I mean, if you want an express pass for Epic, you just buy it. It's not included anywhere. So, because like with the other two parks, if you're staying at one of the premier properties, one of the top three premier properties, it includes the express pass, but
Epic unlimited is not, express. Yeah.
Yes. Epic this is not included at this time. That could always change.
Yes. When they opened some of the other parks, originally they didn't have the express passes when they would open a new park. So
honestly, this could change at some point. Yes. So you just need to keep talking to your trusty Outlander travel agent, and we'll stay up to date on all the new happenings. But as of this time, if you want express pass for Epic, it's an extra cost.
But the nice thing you can do right now for 2025 is you can buy a multi-day express pass. And so if you don't want to stay at one of those premier resorts, you could stay at one of the less expensive resorts and then get a pass for your length of stay that would include your Epic. It's not unlimited. It's one time per attraction. So, but I think it's a great option, you know, if you want to do some stuff, because it's going to help you get through. And definitely,
definitely.
Yeah. And one last thing I want to mention, is we did go to the restaurant Atlantic in the Celestial Park part of it. And that was really good. It was like under the water themed, like cute little fish everywhere and very nautical. And it was really nice. They also take reservations. We didn't have a reservation, but, I thought it was, well, both days we did like that break in the middle of the day and went and sat down and ate, and it was really a nice way to get out of the elements and
a break
stuff. Yeah. Also, there's a good show of like, now I'm jumping all over the place, but back to the Ministry of Magic, or when you're in Paris, they have a really cool show there too. So the Isle of Berk and the Ministry of Magic have shows that are really cool, but you have to get there early.
Yeah.
So you can get in. Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in a break.
Yeah.
Whether it's a show or dining or something, take a break.
Well, it gets so hot. And I feel like, you know, in the summertime, they're going to be open later. And it's gorgeous at night. Like, all the lands are stunning at night. So,
well, and especially if you're getting there at park opening. Like, if you're getting there early in the morning, it's nice to have that moment of a break so that you can make it through the rest of the day.
But it would be hard to... It's going to take, if you want to go back to your room and then come back, depending on where you're staying, it's going to take you some time. So I would say you're going to probably want to stay in the park all day. So having a dining reservation,
or a show or something to
get out of the sun.
Absolutely.
I felt like some of the lines we were kind of standing in the baking sun. So hopefully they put up more shade. They did have like water refill stations in the lines, which was nice.
Go in knowing that, you know, you might need to take like an umbrella or a fan or something to like keep cool.
I also bought the cup that you can refill, and then you can pay the next day to keep refilling it. And I would just make sure I had it full before I would get in the line. And it's not all soda. They had like vitamin water and stuff with electrolytes and stuff like that. So it was good. Just know in Florida, you gotta.
So it was a refillable mug, but you could use it inside the park.
Yeah, it's good in any of the parks. It's not good at the hotel. It was like, I don't even remember how much the first day. So it was, you know, you bought it the first day and then you pay the refill price for all the other days. And they just reactivate your chip, and it's, worth it. It's a good one.
It was worth it. You felt like it was worth it?
For me, it was. Stacy didn't buy one, but I used the heck out of it because I also needed a little caffeine in the middle of the day to kind of boost me up, so you know.
I'm totally not a soda drinker at home, but in the theme parks sometimes I need an afternoon soda to give me a little
pick-up. Like the Gatorade and stuff too, which I think is that's a good thing to have when you're
there. Definitely
so,
Well, one thing you need to keep in mind, though, is the hotels sell those refillable mugs and the parks sell those refillable mugs, but you can't use them in both places. So right. If you buy one at the resort, it only works at the resort. If you buy one in the parks, it only works
in the park.
But you can fill your cup with ice water before you go back to your room. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure you have like, some water in the room with you.
But honestly, I mean, when you're there, like I feel like the one in the park would be more useful because I'm like, I don't go to either Walt Disney World, Universal. I don't go to any of the theme parks to hang out at the resort. I'm there to sleep and shower, and then I'm in the parks.
Yeah.
So I kind of, for me personally, not other people are different, but I feel like maybe the one for the, you know, the theme park mugs might be a little more useful.
Yeah. And when they have those machines that you can, you know, you can put like lime in your Diet Coke or whatever, you know, like you can choose your flavor.
Is it like the freestyle machines?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So I think it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used the heck out of it. So.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
We'll see. Nice. We cheat because we're family and we buy one mug and then we all drink off of it.
I don't think that's cheating. I think that's sharing.
It's being smart.
You got to be smart travelers.
Yeah. That's right.
Sharing is caring.
Like you can't like, I mean, you have to wait like 10 minutes between refills and stuff.
So we do.
Yeah. Well, it makes you. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, it's all good. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. Are we good?
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other burning things you feel like you need to tell us about Epic?
I think I want to save it for when the other people who went come back and we'll go into more depth about the lands.
So
because I know they bought the wristbands and all that stuff. So we'll have more to talk about.
Everybody, stay tuned. We're going to go in more in depth on each individual land.
Yeah,
on future recordings. So stay tuned.
Very good.
This was just a little overview. Yeah, this was a teaser.
It was really cool. I'm glad I got to go. It was really
cool. That's awesome. Yeah. We're glad you got to go and tell us about it.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Anna, Sandy, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.